You're listening to SBS News.
The road to climate policy in Canberra has been paved with political casualties. Prime Ministers John Howard, Kevin Rudd, Julia Gillard and Malcolm Turnbull all fell victim to unpopular climate policies. Now Scott Morrison has proposed his plan to hit net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, praising his government's uniquely Australian approach.
And being able to do it without having to tax people, to mandate people, without seeing the lights go out, without seeing the purchase of low integrity credits, if they're credits at all, but ensuring that the actions that we're taking and the things that we're doing are fair dinkum, that they're real and they actually make a difference. And you know what? I'm looking forward to discussing this with others overseas because I think the Australian way shows a way for other countries to follow.
According to the government, Australia is already 20% along the way. This plan would get it to 40% thanks to its technology investment roadmap policy, which includes hydrogen, solar, batteries and burying carbon. 15% would be achieved from global trends, at least 10% from carbon offsets, and the final 15% would come from further tech breakthroughs and see Australia reach net zero by 2050. Dr. Sarah Perkins Kirkpatrick from the UNSW Climate Change Research Centre is less than complimentary in her assessment of Australia's climate track record.
Our federal government has finally, reluctantly said that as a nation, we will reach net zero emissions by 2050, though the details of how our shiny new plan will be managed aren't exactly clear. Australia does not exactly have the best track record in being serious about climate action or accurately counting our emissions. Kind of like a student who constantly changes their report card from D's to A's. We're also one of the largest exporters of coal and one of the highest emitters of greenhouse gases per capita. We also continue to approve coal mines, avoid federal investment in renewable energy, and throw bills out of Parliament that squarely address our woeful emission reductions targets.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese was equally scathing about Mr. Morrison's PowerPoint presentation that many criticised as being low on details and relying too heavily on reduction targets borrowed from the policies of previous governments.
Yeah, well, this week we've seen the Seinfeld policy launch. All the build-up and then it was all about nothing. No new policy, net zero new policy, net zero legislation, net zero modelling, and net zero unity from those opposite. They left it to the last possible minute to outline a scam that leaves everything to the last possible minute. It's out on the never never because this government will never ever take climate change seriously. After all of the build up, we just got a glossy brochure.
The government has made it clear it won't legislate the new net zero target and claims the latest announcement is based on existing policies, with modelling that is yet to be released. And despite international pressure, Australia's emissions reduction commitment for the next decade won't increase. It's still between 26 and 28%, but the government hopes it will actually achieve between 30 to 35%. Professor Frank Yotso from the ANU Centre for Climate and Energy Policy criticises this new plan as lacking substance. He says it assumes that Australia will achieve net zero through technological innovation alone.
But we still haven't got a 2030 emissions target that passes muster in international comparison. We still haven't got a plan for effective national climate change policy, and very importantly, we still have not got a strategy as to how to go about the economic and social transition. The net zero target is important as a signpost. It matters for investment decisions and it matters hopefully for future policy making. And given it is effectively bipartisan, it might just give us a chance to put the climate wars behind us. That said, the government's net zero emissions plan that was released this week is heavy on politics and lightweight on analysis.
The federal government, however, is happy with its decision to rely on technology. Energy and Emissions Reduction Minister Angus Taylor is steadfast about not implementing a carbon tax.
The runs are on the scoreboard, and we'll continue to put them on the scoreboard, doing it in the Australian way, a practical, responsible, evolutionary way forward, not with a carbon tax. Look, lots of those critics, they want a carbon tax. I get it. But that's not where we're going. Reducing the cost of low emissions technology is the path forward, not increasing the cost.
But this proposal will still cost taxpayer dollars. In the short term, that's $20 billion by 2030. And over the next 30 years, there is still no estimate on just how much taxpayers will be paying. This is Tina Quinn with SBS News.